Now let's talk about how to provide excellent customer service to our participants. By offering every participant you serve with the same great service, you might actually be able to reduce the occurrence of civil rights complaints. We already know that participants file complaints when they believe that their civil rights have been violated. However, oftentimes, when these situations are analyzed, it's discovered that the participants' civil rights weren't violated, they just didn't receive good customer service. Let me give you an example. Imagine that 5 women and 1 man walk into a WIC clinic, all virtually at the same time. Now let's imagine that each of the 5 women were called one by one for their visit, leaving the remaining man to think something like, "Oh, I see how it is. All the women get called first." This man clearly already has the idea in his head that he's being treated differently because of his gender. This is where the quality of customer service that he receives can make a big difference. For example, if the WIC employee greets him coldly by saying something like, "Appointment for Jones," he could be further convinced that he isn't being treated appropriately and think, "Oh, this is ridiculous. Somebody's going to hear about this." Now let's rewind to back when he was thinking to himself, "Oh, I see how it is. All the women get called first," and see how things might change if the employee provided better customer service. If the employee greeted the man by saying something like, "I'm so sorry about the long wait, Mr. Jones. It just so happened that you came in for your walk-in visit at the same time as several of our other scheduled appointments, and I hope you'll understand that we offer priority to our scheduled appointments. But I'm more than happy to help you now. How are you doing today?" The man might change his mind that he'd been treated differently and think something like, "Maybe the long wait wasn't about my gender after all."